Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here for VideoCopilot.net, and welcome to another very exciting After Effects tutorial. Today we're going to be taking a look at stabilizing your video footage, and this technique is going to go way beyond just using the built-in stabilize tool of After Effects. We're going to be using some expressions to sort of limit the amount of smoothing that's going on, and so that you will just get rid of those sharp, jarring movements in your video footage. So, put it this way, we're getting the Blair Witch out of your video. Now, if someone says to you, wow, your video looks great, it's a lot like that movie, The Blair Witch Project, well, that's not really a compliment, so you should probably start over. Now, we're going to go ahead and jump into this, but before I do, I got to give credit to the guy who I got this technique from, and his name is Mark Christensen, and he has the best After Effects book out there. Now, there's a lot of books out there, but the bottom line is this is the most advanced. You can get it for less than $40, and I definitely recommend that. So let's go ahead and move on to the tutorial. Now, I would have had this tutorial done sooner, but I had to go to the dentist and get a cavity fixed. And so they put this numbing stuff in my mouth. Well, anyway, that wasn't really the problem. But afterwards, we went to the zoo, and a snake bit me in the face. And so it swelled up really bad, and it just caused a lot of problems. But I'm back in the game, and we're going to jump into this tutorial right now. So here is the before shot. So you can see there's a lot of swift jerking movements. Now let's take a look at the after shot using this stabilized technique by Mark Christensen. Now, what's great about this technique is that we still have all of the main movement of the camera. It's just not as jerky as the original. So let's go and jump right in, and this way you can use it on your own footage right away. So I'm going to take our patrol car footage, drop it into a new comp, and what we're going to do is motion track it. So I'm going to choose tracker controls, and we want to choose stabilize motion. And we're going to pick a point. Now, like I said, you can use this technique for a lot of different video footage. You just need something to track, whether it's a background element or a car or a building. You just want something that's always going to be in the shot. Okay, now that I have the tracking point in place, I'm going to size this down and then size the search area up because the shot is pretty shaky. And then I'm going to analyze forward. Okay, so that looks really good. Now, I can track the rotation and use 2 points, but in this particular shot, it's not necessary, but you can use the rotation as well. So right now, I'm going to click Apply and choose OK. Okay, this is what After Effects does to stabilize your footage. It moves everything around that single point. Now, the problem is we're losing a lot of the footage because this shot is very shaky. But what we want to do is sort of smooth out this tracking data and sort of limit the intensity that it offsets the footage. And that way we can maintain more of our footage and ultimately have a better looking shot. So what we're going to do is create a new null object. And then we're going to create a new 3D camera. And we're going to make it 50 millimeter. Choose OK. Then turn on the 3D layer switch for the video. The next step is to copy the anchor point data from the footage to the null object. So I'll select the anchor point, move to the beginning of the footage, choose Edit, Copy, select the anchor point parameter, choose Edit, Paste. Now, if you're also tracking the rotation, you want to make sure to copy that as well. There'll be keyframes next to the rotation that you're going to want to copy. Likewise, you want to make sure the position is the same as well. So in this case, it is. Next thing we're going to do is parent the camera to the null object. Now, essentially what we've done is taken away that stabilization. By using the tracking data connected to a 3D camera, we're offsetting it the same amount that it's previously been offset so that we see no effect. But what we want to do is smooth it out and reintroduce some of that tracking data so that the shot doesn't have as many jerky movements. So to do that, we're going to select the null object, hit A, bring up the anchor point, hold Alt, and click on the stopwatch. And then we're going to type a very simple expression, S-M-O-T-H, smooth, 0.2, comma, 5. So what this says is smooth every 0.2 seconds and 5 samples. Now, let's go and take a look at what this does. Now, real quick, we can see that black is being introduced on the top and on the bottom. So that's showing us how much is getting smoothed out. Now, if we lower the time to 0.1, we're going to see less black, also meaning less smoothing. But remember, be careful. The higher you go on the time, the more black you're going to see in the edges of the shot. So for this particular shot, we're going to set it to 0.2. Now, it does offset, you know, a little bit, but what we can do then is either scale the footage up or add a motion tile to sort of repeat the edges. And you can find out more about that on the earthquake tutorial at videocopilot.net. So anyway, if we take a look here, you can see the shot is not nearly as jarring as it used to be in its original state. So right there was the original footage. Now remember, if you want to apply this to the rotation as well, make sure to put this expression on the rotation value once you copy it from the footage to the null object. So as you can see, it's a pretty simple technique. A few little steps you got to follow, and you should have great looking footage every time. Well, not every time, but more times than not. Okay, now this is a bit of a follow-up to the previous tutorial on creating smoke elements. So what we're going to do is take our footage, drop it onto a new comp, and I'll remind you, it's completely unrelated. What I'm going to do is create a new solid, choose Effect Trap Code Particular, and what we're going to create is smoke coming off the back of this patrol car. So we're going to go into the emitter, change it to a box, change the direction to directional, and right now it's set to fly away from the camera. So you can see that it's pushing backwards just like we want. And we're going to turn the velocity up to about 6,000. And the directional spread down just a bit so the particles aren't going everywhere. And we also want to make the size a little bit wider to cover the car back. Now, we do want to set up a custom particle, so I'm going to go into our project, take our smoke element from the previous tutorial, drop it into a new comp, create a new solid, white, put it below the smoke element, F4, set it to Luma Inverted, make a new adjustment layer, and by the way, this is all covered in the previous smoke tutorial, so just going through it here. We're going to choose Color Correction, Colorama, Output, Ramp Gray, Input Alpha. And then we'll set the back color to sort of a smoky orange and bring the alpha down. Then I'm going to close this out, go into our project, bring that smoke element comp into this comp, shut it off, back into Particular, go to the effects, we're going to go down to the particle settings. We're going to set it to a custom particle from the smoke element layer, and we'll increase the size. Now we want the life of the particle to be 1, and we want to emit 50 particles per second. Keep moving down here, size over life. We're going to set up a ramp, and that way they're still large as they fly away from the camera. And then we want the opacity over life to just be this little ramp where it fades them out. We'll increase the size too so that we can see a lot of smoke. Then we'll alt-click on the rotation, type random, 0, 360, close the parentheses. That's going to create a random direction for each of the smoke elements. Then we'll change the rotation speed to 1, and that way the layers are spinning out of control. Now we can also change the transfer mode to screen, and that way the particles blend together a little differently. So right now we're at a point that we want to be at. We can always adjust the opacity to kind of lower the intensity of our smoke, but right now we're just kind of create this random smoke, and we want it to kind of come off the back of this car. Now, to do that, we're going to create a new solid. So this is a little bit of roto technique, and what we want to do is create a mask around the main part of the car. So I've taken our layer, I'm going to shut the eye off, and then just move forward with the pen tool and just start drawing around our car. Now this works because the car is, for the most part, stationary towards the camera. So obviously this isn't going to work for every instance, but hey, it's going to work right now, and that's all that matters. As long as I don't look like a fool, I'll say anything. Okay, so we're going to just bring it around. Doesn't matter too much in the front. Then I'm going to turn that layer on and then turn the particular layer on and put it just beneath the mat. Then I'll set the particular layer. You can see the smoke coming off of it. We're going to set that to alpha inverted. And so now our smoke is just around the car. We want to move the particle layer over as well so that the particles are emitting already. And then we can just position it to be coming off of the back of the car. Now the one problem is not quite lining up. So what we need to do is motion track our footage. So I'll bring up our tracker controls. We're going to choose track motion. And again, we're going to track the license plate. And once that's finished, I'm going to go into the comp here and create a null object. Choose edit target, select the null object, and then click apply. Okay. So now we've got a null object there. And then we're going to parent the mat and the particle layer to that null object. So what I've done now is basically hooked them up so they're linked together. Now we have some obvious mat issues because our footage isn't lining up perfectly throughout, but we can fix a few of those things by keyframing the mask. So we'll click on the stopwatch, we'll move forward, and basically we just want to tighten it up over time. So here I'm just going to scale it up altogether, move it into position. And the reason it's so easy is because we have that tracking data that's making it easy. So we don't have to move it too much. Okay, so once you get that pretty close, you'll be able to see a pretty cool shot. So right now the smoke's coming off the back, and we'll also smooth out the feathering on the mask. So we'll hit F and turn that to maybe 8. And the other thing we can do is select the matte layer, take the rectangle mask tool, and just draw a line kind of through the middle, hit F, and feather that out a lot. And that will just blend it with the ground a little bit better as it's flying away from the car. So this obviously looks like this car is going to need a tune-up pretty soon. We can also color correct the particles, effect, color correction, curves, or the red channel, just probably give it some more green tones to match the footage. I'll go back to the matte and bring the expansion in a little bit, almost as if the smoke is all over this vehicle. Go back up to full res. So with a little bit of work, you could probably clean the mat up and create a really intense shot. Now, I'm probably going to get a few emails from people saying, hey, but Andrew, wouldn't you see the smoke in the background? And to that, I would say, well, don't call me Andrew, call me Sir. But aside from that, I would probably give you this advice. Create a mat from the footage of the window. Now, to achieve that illusion, what we're going to do is duplicate the footage, Control D, bring it to the top, choose Effect Color Correction Tint, Effect Color Correction Curves, and what we want to do is make a matte out of the window. So we'll bring the black down, turn up the contrast. So that should work well. Then we're going to create a new solid, green, just so we can differentiate it. And then we're going to make a mask around the window area of this mat. So just draw it here. Hit F and we'll feather it out, maybe 5. And then we'll take our footage, set it to alpha mat. So now it's like that. And then we'll take the mat layer, which is the green layer, and parent it to the null object with our tracking data. So now we've created sort of a moving mat. And we may need to scale the mask up. Let's see, M. Animate the mask shape so that it stays on the window. Should only take a couple of keyframes. Looks good. And then what we want to do is use this in conjunction with the original mat that we have down here. So the red mat and the green mat need to be linked together somehow. So what we'll do, let's get the null object out of the way. Now this part's going to be a little tricky. What I want to do is unparent the null object from within this comp. And I want to do that at the very first frame. And then I'm going to take our mat, our footage, and our other mat, and we're going to precompose it. Layer, precompose. Choose OK. And then I'm going to copy the null object. Alt double click on the precomp and then paste the null object into this comp. We'll bring up the transparency. I'm going to turn on our red mat and then I'm going to select that layer and we're going to make it black. So we'll change the solid setting to black. Then we're going to create a new white solid and place it at the bottom. And then finally we're going to take the green and the black mat and parent it to the null object. So now you can see everything is somewhat linking together. Now we do have sort of an excess problem here, but I probably won't worry about that for now. So we'll close the comp. We've got this perfect mat. We're going to set particular to luma mat. Shut off the precomp. And now if we look closely, we can see smoke in the back window. And then also remember to take the particular layer and parent it back to the null object. And everything should look pretty cool. So let's check it out. Okay, pretty intense. And then after you're done with all this, render it out, import it, and then stabilize it. You see how that all works? It all ties in back together to the theme of the original tutorial, whatever that was. I don't even remember at this point. Anyway, my name's Andrew Kramer for VideoCopilot.net. Of course, come check out our blog. Don't miss the basic training series. And, of course, our great DVDs and products. Be sure to check them out. We appreciate your support, and I will see you next time.